Sacred life. Sacred life. Life. The sacred life. Living a life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred. Bless up, Sacred Family. This is your boy, Twink, the CEO of Sacred Apparel.
And Anna Johnson, CEO of Sacred Life Coaching.
And we would like to welcome you to the Sacred Life Podcast, where we will be discussing life, relationships, business, the Bible, and of course, how to live the sacred life. Our topic today is overcoming the spirit of fear during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Anna, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
We were supposed to record last night, but it's morning time, so we're recording early in the morning before the kids get up.
Yes, so if you hear snoring, it's just one of the kids.
Yes. So, yes, it has been a while since we have been back on, released any podcast. We took our trip to Texas, which is a blessing. A lot of you are wondering what went on with that. Mm-hmm. We scouted out the land. We pulled a Joshua and Caleb. We went, scouted out the land, found out where we were to dwell. Came back and we're waiting for the father to say go, because this COVID-19 threw a little monkey wrench in our bouncing plans. Mm-hmm. We are ready to be Texas bound, but hey, we had to pump brakes a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then on the side of that, I had a real bad cough right before I left Texas, and it lasted for a month. Yes. And so it was hard for me to breathe, talk, any of that stuff, whatever. So that kind of pumped us a little bit. And then kids, life. You know, so
absolutely.
Yeah, it's been what it's been. It is what it is. It does what it does. But we're back with another episode 4. I'm ready to get it popping for you.
Hallelujah.
All. Yes. So, everything's been all right with you? Been kosher? Been good?
Of course it has been.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. So we're going to open with prayer, and then we're going to hop right into this. Anna, absolutely. Would you do the honors of leading us?
Father, we just welcome you into this podcast. Father, we pray that you would be glorified. We pray for your Holy Spirit, your presence, to be here with us, Father, that you would be glorified with the words that we speak today, Father. We pray that those words would be your words, Father. We pray that you would have a word and a message for your children that are listening today. We pray, Father, that you would open their ears and that you condition their hearts to receive your word. So, Father, we just pray that you would be exalted during this time that we've set apart to glorify you. In your mighty Son's name we pray, and we thank thee, and we give you the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, like I said, the topic today is overcoming the spirit of fear during a pandemic. Because right now, the world is pretty much on lock because of this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And you have people everywhere freaking out. People in fear, people panicking. Mm-hmm. And
people believing they can save their own lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do we know about fear? What do we do about this fear that is people are having, that is instilled in people? Mm-hmm. Coach Anna, you have any tips?
Well, one of the things that I'm learning, at least in my network, in my circle, is that this the COVID-19 has really not only affected the unbeliever, but it has impacted the believer. Mm. And many believers are feeling, they're experiencing fear.
Yep.
And this is the reality. Like, a lot of times we don't really address fear in our lives. And then when something like this comes, like a pandemic happens, like,
boom.
That's not the time to have to try to like wrestle with fear for like the first time, right, or even the third time.
Right.
And so a lot of people of faith have really put a lot of confidence in themselves unknowingly. And now that they,
in themselves,
yeah,
their
in themselves,
business, their work, their mm-hmm. jobs. And it's like, mm-hmm. everything is like shut down. So it's like, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah. And so now a lot of people of faith they're facing fear on a different level. And they're not able to work around it in the flesh.
Right. And fear is crippling. It can be very crippling and also cause harm to your body. I mean, it causes physical problems. Mm-hmm. I was reading somewhere where it weakens your immune system. It causes ulcers, IBS, and so much more to your body. Mm-hmm. I mean, just fear, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
And pretty much right now, and what has happened, I feel, is that the Father has hit a pretty much a reset button for the world. You know what I mean? Here we have, well, I was reading before in, what is it, Leviticus and Exodus, where he had called the Israelites to let the land rest, and right. they didn't let the land rest or anything. And I feel like, I mean, I don't know if he's forcing the land to rest, but the land is resting right now. And you have families spending time together. Parents are teaching their kids, they're homeschooling. Welcome to our world. Mm-hmm. The fast food is getting replaced with home cooked meals. People are eating more and more home cooked meals.
For most. I mean, the drive through is still pretty busy.
Right, but not as busy. Right. Not as busy. I was reading online. I saw somebody said, I'm sick of this darn cooked food open back up the restaurants. So people are getting tired of it. And also, there is no excuse or shortage of time now more than ever for you to spend with the Father. Right. I mean, he's pretty much like, look, punk. Mm-hmm. You got this time right here. Use it. Let's talk. What you want to talk about? So his arms are wide and waiting, you know?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So this, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say is that we have to recognize, you know, with all the psychology that we hear and all the social conditioning that we get from social, like from Facebook or Instagram, you hear all those things on psychology. And we have a tendency to look at fear as a psychological term. But we have to remember that in scripture is our, if you're a person of faith, scripture is your foundational truth. And it supersedes any other truth. Thanks. And so fear, if we look in scripture, fear is referred to as a spirit. And we look at, as a matter of fact, let's just go there. Second Timothy 1:7. And it says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so we see here that fear indeed is a spirit.
Right.
And so a lot of times we're trying to apply psychological approaches, you know, to deal with a spiritual thing.
Right. Spiritual matters.
But scripture also tells us that we have been given a spirit of courage. Exactly. That is given by the Father.
And that trumps fear. Any day, it trumps fear.
Well, it can.
It can, if you allow it.
It can. Right. And so a lot of times people say, well, you know, if the spirit of fear is present, then the spirit of courage is not present. But I would actually challenge that thinking. In order for there to be courage, fear must be present. Mm. And so they do coexist. And right. so, you know, there's a lot of people of faith right now feeling ashamed because they're experiencing fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. If you really look in scripture, tell me a saint that didn't have at some point some sort of spirit of fear trying to...
Or something that they should have feared have been...
Well, no, even...
Like for situations and things. I mean, right. everything that they had to go up against. And
right.
what they
there
were,
was an element of fear. I'm sure Joseph, when his brothers sold him, was afraid.
Right.
We see the prophet Elijah, who gets over, like he does this mighty act for the glory of Yahweh. And then he gets scared. He gets scared. And so none of us, even people of faith, we are not immune to fear.
Right.
It's going to be it's a human experience. But I think
one of the important things is you have to acknowledge or realize when you see it coming, you know what I'm saying, or happening or going on, because sometimes people get scared of something and then they'll dwell in that fear. They'll focus on that fear and it'll cripple them even more. But
right.
if you get to that and you see it and you're just like, hold on, why am I freaking out about this? Why am I getting scared about this?
Well, or there's two scenarios there. Either people, they get afraid and they ignore it, which is not wise. Never turn your back on your enemy.
Right.
Never turn your back on your enemy.
Right.
Be aware of your enemy and the enemy's presence. So, you know, so they'll ignore it and they'll say, I'm not afraid, which is lying.
It shook daddy.
Right. And so if you don't recognize something as an issue, then you're not going to seek a solution.
Help for it. Yep.
You're not going to seek a solution, which means
you're going to think everything's A-OK.
Right. Or you're going to lie to yourself and say everything's A-okay.
I think people should seek you, you know, you help them overcome. You're the overcomer
coach. Thanks. So, you know, we have to recognize that fear doesn't, it doesn't play fair. It doesn't play fair. It doesn't play fair.
The enemy, why would the enemy never play fair? Why?
He never plays fair. I mean, he don't play by the rules.
And you can't ignore him. Mm-hmm. Because he's going to keep poking at you.
He's a manipulator.
He's going to keep poking at you. Mm-hmm. So, nah.
Right. Right.
So,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What we, when we experience fear, we have to recognize that it's in the room, that it's present. And then we have to recenter ourselves. Recenter ourselves. And what that means is recognizing, okay, not I am afraid, but I am experiencing fear. It is a human, it's a human experience. So, and we're more than just spirit. Like, we have a body that experiences fear. Mm-hmm. And so, but we have to practice wisdom. And a lot of people of faith, unfortunately, in this season, think they're practicing wisdom and they're not. So they're filling their minds with what? All the news that they can get.
That's the worst information that they can get. Pump out the worst to you. I mean, it's
right. And we're not saying that you shouldn't be informed, but you shouldn't be saturated with all this.
Overly saturated. Because we deal with a lot of people that's so overly saturated. And it's just, it's kind of irritating because it's like, that's all they just keep bringing to you. And it's like, oh my gosh, come on.
As a man thinketh, so he shall be. Yes. And so we have to remember that when we hear something, it enters through the ear, then it's uploaded to the brain.
Yes.
And for every negative that is within our minds, it takes, you know, it takes at least three positives to kind of neutralize that negative.
Yeah. Fear will flip your whole world upside down. I mean, think about this. It can.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Joshua. When he told Joshua and Caleb them to go scout out the land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they went there. They was gung-ho. They were hype. You know what I mean? They went, scouted out. They saw the people in it. Like, oh my gosh, they are giants. The great. You know what I mean? They freaked them out. Their fear. And because of that fear, they didn't go to the promised land.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
Fear is there to sabotage. See, this is the reality. God has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. And fear comes to rob that plan and that purpose.
Yep.
It doesn't necessarily come to, what it comes to kill is, a lot of people think that fear is trying to like physically kill you, but it's really trying to spiritually kill you.
Right.
And while it's spiritually killing you, it's physically killing you. Meaning that, you know, like you were saying where, you know, you have these physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
But really what it wants to do is kill you spiritually. Because you're afraid, you're not putting your confidence in the Father. Because you're afraid, you're not walking out in your purpose.
Right.
Because you are afraid, you're not being bold. You're not meditating on the promises because you're distracted by the tactics of fear.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, right now, to me, I think this is like such a great experience for believers. It's like... It's like a practice quiz.
Hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, this is the great trial and tribulation. And, and you know, this is...
And we ain't going to get into it, but I don't think this is not the end.
Right.
This is not the end.
Right. It's I definitely believe that...
This is what's the place called?
A test run.
A test run.
Or a pilot.
Yeah.
Right.
This is just a test run. So,
right.
Yeah.
So this is actually an opportunity, like for those of you that are afraid right now, those of you that are experiencing fear, because we're not going to even speak that on you.
Nah.
Those of you that are experiencing fear, listen, do not be ashamed. Do not let other people shame you. Because like we said, fear and courage coexist.
Yes.
They coexist, but only one gets the score. And you get to determine.
You make that decision, that choice of
who gets the score by which direction you kick the ball.
Right.
So
even like Joshua 1:9, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid." So like she said, we're not speaking on you. We're told, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go." So,
hallelujah.
Like that spirit, his spirit is with you. So you need to home into his spirit. It's a home.
hone.
Yeah. I said hone in. Mm-hmm. Hone into his spirit, being in tune in one at one with his spirit, mm-hmm. and not focus on that spirit of fear so much.
Right. And don't feed it. Nah. Why in the world would you feed something that is so monstrous?
Right.
So, like, how can you feed the spirit of fear? By engaging in conversations with people, by being overly saturated. Overly. You can wisdom.
I mean, you could talk with people right. about it, but don't. It don't let be that be your topic every day, every day.
It should not be the highlight of
every conversation of your, every with everybody.
Conversation. Right, right.
You shouldn't keep your news channel on, I mean, your TV on Fox 24/7 right. and watching that stuff.
Right.
And, yeah, that shouldn't be your highlight.
Right, and part of overcoming fear, like when it comes to the pandemic, part of overcoming fear is not necessarily, a lot of people are just trying to develop some stability in mm-hmm. this season. That stability may look like buying up all the toilet paper, ugh. Buying up all the beef. Whatever
that
you know.
Makes no sense though. What was? What
we're
heck,
not gonna,
the
go, there.
The
we're not gonna go there. We're not gonna go there. But it's Americans. But,
fear.
Yeah.
But of what?
Yeah, you know.
But you
what.
Know what? Yeah. Fear IBS.
No, darling. No. So now I lost my thought.
It makes sense, though, because fear causes IBS. I mean, let's give them a little
well,
bit. Let's
anybody with
be.
IBS, emotional things like that, do that. Like if you already have, you know, IBS and right. you experience fear, that actually increases the symptoms.
Wow.
But I don't think there's a connection there. I think that's,
I know, I was just,
yeah,
you know,
that's
I
mean, terrible. It, yeah, forgive him.
You
forgive
know
him.
How my ADHD gets?
Yeah,
just yeah.
no, you don't have ADHD. The no. ADHD.
The ADHD yeah.
that likes to visit
that's
him
what
sometimes.
It is.
But anyway... So this is our opportunity. So be encouraged. We're here to encourage you this morning.
Yes.
To be encouraged. If you're experiencing fear, do not be ashamed. Acknowledge that you're experiencing fear.
It's
acknowledge.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Yes. Acknowledge that you're experiencing fear and then do something about it. And so this is the season. Like a lot of people are back to my original thought. A lot of people are trying to develop some stability in this season, but this season is, listen, don't try to stabilize in a season that is unstable. Simply embrace the season. So embracing looks like saying, okay, right now, COVID-19 is there, but I serve a mighty God. And reminding yourself of the scriptures and saturating yourself in the word and in prayer.
Right.
And don't pray the prayers of someone that is afraid, but pray the prayers of someone that is confident, like David, when he faced it, when David saw Goliath, he said, I come to you in the name of my God, Yahweh. So
right.
that's how we should look at COVID-19.
Right.
But it is a great, like we were saying earlier, like it's a great opportunity for people of faith to have like this, it is a practice run. That's the way I see it. This is a practice run. This is an opportunity to see if you're ready for the big test. So the question is, how many of you right now, like if this was indeed the great tribulation that's coming, do you have the faith to endure?
Right. Are you ready?
Because if you, I'm just going to challenge you guys here. If you're buying up a bunch of stuff, I mean, a bunch of stuff like hoarding, because there's some hoarding going on.
Yeah.
There's wisdom and then there's just ignorance. And ignorance is believing that your stability and your safety comes in the measure of things that you have. And that's not, you got to remember Israel, when they left Egypt, they went into a desert.
Right.
They didn't pack bottled waters with, they didn't have bottled waters. It's interesting because we're getting ready to go on Passover right now.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't have bottled water. They didn't even have a camper. Okay. So... they crossed over. There was no Walmart over there in the desert.
No.
So they were fed on manna. And I just know for
and
us.
And they couldn't
yeah.
keep it. They couldn't keep yeah. it. All they could do was just eat their day's worth.
Yes.
And that was
they
it.
They couldn't
but
store it up.
When Sabbath came in, they had enough for, they were to get
enough
for.
Double portion.
That day.
The day before.
For Sabbath. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't hoard it. And what they it, that
and
they
lived.
Did try to hoard.
They survived. Yes.
It went bad.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
it's like, I mean, if we just yeah. go about our normal lives. Just get the stuff that we need.
Right.
The stores wouldn't be out of this. It wouldn't be over. You know what I mean?
Right.
It should have been washing their hands and sanitizing
right.
to start with. So
right.
it makes you wonder what the heck y'all been doing before.
Right. Well, and the thing is like, it's a minority of people that are buying most of the stuff. Like I was at Walmart and I saw somebody that had a cart full of toilet paper. That's all they had. And I mean, it was full. And then I went over there to look for toilet paper because we actually needed toilet paper and there was none because That person had bought like almost all of them.
Should have snatched one out of her buggy.
No, that's unholy. But
I prayed for it after.
But one of the things that I've been meditating on is like the Johnsons have really not been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, meaning that we have not fear has not really had a lot of opportunity
to at all
operate in our lives. And the reason why it's not had a lot of opportunity to operate in our life is because we've already had to wrestle it so many times.
Yes.
So listen, if you've been running from fear,
and I think also
stop.
It's like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's like when it hit, everything shut down for so many people, and
right.
their jobs shut down. Mm-hmm. The kids had to come home from schools, and
right.
this is what we've been doing. You know,
right.
what I'm saying? You and I've been doing. We're entrepreneurs, so we've been home working. Our kids are homeschooled, so we've been doing.
Right. There's been a lot of shifts.
So how things going with y'all over there?
Just a regular day.
Nothing's different. This is every day for me.
Right,
you know?
But
so it's like the same old, same old.
But some people don't like people that are not entrepreneurs that are having to come home, that they're missing work. Or people would be letting go from their jobs. Mm-hmm. They're having to deal they're dealing with fear. Maybe this is a fear they've never had to experience.
Right.
Maybe they've lived the life of ease.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
because we admit, we did deal with this in the beginning. Now, in the beginning, the homeschooling stuff and the entrepreneur stuff.
But that's just life. That's just life struggles.
Facts.
But what I'm referencing is like how COVID-19 and the spirit of fear, they're working together. They're in operation together.
Gotcha, yep.
Usually pestilence or a plague, it operates with fear.
Right, yeah.
To create that.
It feeds
to stir.
Off of,
yeah, they
it
work together.
Off of it, yeah.
They work together. So, but what I was saying is that, you know, living in a camper, you can't hoard anything.
No.
I mean, you could try, but it's not wise.
Where you going to put it?
It's not wise. You're not going to be able to move around in your camper. But what I'm saying is that, at least personally for me, you know, I had to wrestle fear to leave private practice and the stability of making really good money to be an entrepreneur. So I've already had some experience. I've faced a lot of my biggest fears. And so COVID-19, like, fear can't really operate in that, in my life.
In that realm.
That realm.
Right.
Granted, it would try.
Right.
But it doesn't have a lot of power because I've already been wrestling fear for a long time. I've already jumped off the cliff.
Facts.
Yeah. And when I say jump off the cliff, the best way to deal with fear, the spirit of fear, is to run straight into it. Just
juggernaut
like,
it.
Yeah.
Hit
so
on.
It's all fog. It's all fog. It is all fog. It's a liar. So every lie has a little bit of truth in it.
Yes.
So just like,
and it'll mm-hmm. play on that little bit of truth to get you freaked out even more.
Yeah. So we just like David ran towards Goliath. That's how we have to run towards fear, and we just have to run straight through
it.
And even if we fall off, even if we run and we fall off a cliff, we can trust that Abba's hand is going to catch us in the fall. Or even if we fall and there's peril, he will resurrect us.
Right.
So people are really putting a lot of confidence. The reason why the spirit of fear has been able to operate in people during COVID-19, even people of faith,
right.
is because people have put way too much confidence in their ability to save their own lives.
Yep.
The power of life is in the Father's hands.
A lot of still trying to.
Yes.
They're still trying.
Right. And as believers, we have to recognize we've already died. You know, we've already died. We've died and we've given our life to Messiah.
Right.
Our life is not our own. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. So we just want to encourage you guys to recenter yourself. One, don't entertain shame, because if you entertain shame, that's just another evil that will shut you down.
It's a whole other can. But I mean, use this time, man, to seek the Father and to spend more time with him, to seek and search him. You know what I mean? Even with like businesses, being entrepreneurs, whatever gifts or talents you have
had. Keep working.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all have the excuse to cough, and I don't know if we mentioned, but you know what I mean, you have a daughter, her
she's had a cold and she's upper respiratory
stuff. Upper respiratory system stuff. So yeah. I know you hear a cough in the background. But you know what I mean, seek the Father on different gifts you have now. It's like, now is the time to really do the extra
stuff. To increase.
To increase. You know what I mean? I had someone ask me about how to. Did you see the question? It's like how to thrive.
Right. The clothing line.
How does someone new to the Christian apparel mm-hmm. business stay afloat during this time?
You don't stay afloat. You continue to increase. See, when we are people of faith, we know that that there are things working in the spiritual that are going to work things out in our favor.
Right.
We have the ability to supernaturally increase. Matter of fact, I think during this season, you and I have we've invested more into our businesses mm-hmm. in this season than what we have in a different season.
Right, right. And it's coming back and it's paying off. I mean, sales and stuff are still going good. Her mm-hmm. clients are still going. So it's like, right. I don't know.
Well, it goes back to as a man thinketh, so shall he be.
Yeah.
So when you see, like, you know, some people probably thought it was a little crazy. I got a little excited about how the economy was shifting.
Right.
Because I believed that, okay, this can work in my favor.
Right.
And so, you know, to the person that's listening about like being a new clothing line, it doesn't matter whether you're new or whether you're old. You got to remember who you serve
right.
and who called you and who you work for.
So don't strive to just be afloat.
No.
Take that.
Change the thinking around.
Yeah. And go harder than you ever did before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Give
this
more.
This is our season.
Produce more. Yeah. Put out more.
This is our
put
season.
Put it out and do it. Mm-hmm. Let him see. Because what is it? Is it Proverbs 16:9 when it tells mm-hmm. us, make the plans and the Father will help us the rest of the way.
Yeah, yes.
Do that. You know
right.
what I mean? Show him that you mm-hmm. don't have that fear and that you're not scared.
Well, and do it. See, this is the problem. A lot of times people do things for their own glory or for their own security.
Right.
And when you do something for the Father's glory and it aligns with his word, Whoa. Sometimes we want to do things for his glory, but don't align with his word. But if you do it for his glory, say, Father, I want you to be glorified in my clothing line
right.
or in the clothing line that you have given me. May you be exalted even more. May this business actually have a supernatural increase in a season that seems like it's impossible.
It's not right.
And that's where the Father loves
to
show up.
Watch how he would get the glory from
yes.
that.
We have to remember that it is in our weakness and our vulnerability that he is actually strong.
Fact.
So all this does is open the opportunity for him to operate in our lives.
Right.
So really, guys, people that you listen, this is your test run. This is an opportunity for you to do a spiritual checkup.
Yes.
You can say, did I allow COVID-19 or the social...
A spiritual cleanse.
Yeah.
A cleansing.
Or yes. Or did I allow COVID-19 or the social media to stir me and to increase fear or experience fear
track.
In my life? Yeah. And if it has, and say... Okay, well, apparently I'm not quite ready for the great trial and tribulation. And I need to work on increasing my faith.
Right.
Everyone has been given a measure of faith, but faith must be exercised. And a lot of times when you have the life of ease, and this is where I'm so grateful to Abba for us not having a comfortable life, but because we've already had to wrestle. Twink and I, we've had to live off of manna.
Man.
So we know what it looks like to receive manna.
We've already been through this COVID-19
yeah.
experience that people are going
yeah,
through.
Yeah, from a different way. In
a different way.
From a different way. So we have to put our confidence in him, and we have to know who our provider is. And if you're hoarding things, or if you're putting your confidence in how much stuff you have and how secure you are, you have deceived yourself.
Right, because you're not secure. I mean, just look how many people have lost their jobs and...
Right.
I mean...
Or their health.
Oh, yeah, and their health. Unexpected stuff. I mean...
Right.
Yeah, you can't put your faith in that stuff.
Right. Well, and a lot of times it takes stuff like this to recognize where our security is.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people think that they're secure in their faith. They think that... but if you've lived the life of ease and you've not had very many...
That moment for it to
right.
be attacked.
If you haven't had that many trials and tribulations, this is hard.
Man, yep.
This is hard. And that's why I'm saying that we have not been so affected by COVID-19 because we've had so many, at least even just within the last, almost 2 years now, we've had, it'll be 2 years in July, no, yep. well, June-ish, July, that we've had so much loss, like physical loss, like we've had to, and it's loss that we've agreed to because the Father has called us to release things.
Yeah.
So we've wrestled fear. We've wrestled. We've learned to not put our confidence in our.
We never succumbed to it.
Well, no, obviously not, because we're still here.
We're still here. I mean, yeah.
We're still here. But you have to wrestle. And so this is like a practice run for you, for some of you guys that have not really been through difficult times, to really check your faith. And because you don't know how much faith you have until you get
until it's tested.
Well, until you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Until you're uncomfortable.
Our whole life should be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It should be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because the minute that you get comfortable, it's...
Right. Right. But a lot of people, you know, our flesh seeks the comforts of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it wants things to be easy. Mm-hmm. It wants to have its goodies. You know, it wants to have its food and its toilet paper and all of these things. The flesh wants to be comfortable.
Right.
But the truth is, as children of the Most High God, that we are not called to comfort. We have to remember that our Messiah, like when he began ministry, he became homeless.
Right.
He walked places. He slept wherever he could sleep. He was hungry. Okay.
Yes.
So, we have to remember that we're not called. We got to remember the disciples. And speaking of the disciples, even Peter experienced fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he had walked on water with Messiah. So like I said, fear is a human condition. It's a human condition.
Right.
It's a human experience. I'm sorry. Not a condition, but it's a human experience. Nobody's immune to it.
Right. And another verse I like to read is 1 John 4:18.
Mm-hmm.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
and that love is God.
Yes.
And so, listen, you're going to experience fear, but the way to overcome it is to realign yourself. And remember what I said, for every negative that you hear, every message that you hear that actually feeds or nurtures the spirit of fear, you hear that through the ears, it's uploaded to the mind, and we know what happens with the mind. You're going to need to neutralize it with the word of God. And and how you neutralize that effectively is you have to do it in the natural and the spiritual, because we have flesh and blood. So our bodies have to be treated as well. And how you neutralize that is that you speak out loud the word of God about the situation.
Right.
And you speak it out loud. You speak different verses out, or speak it three times and allow the ears to catch it and upload it back to the mind. And that is the renewal of the mind.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. And then the other thing with overcoming fear is that do something in the physical that aligns with the word. So, for example, like, we didn't go out and hoard. We didn't buy up the toilet. Well, we can't hoard. But we could try. We could have tried.
We got spaces
but
and stuff.
But we're like, we're putting our, and some people would say, well, you're not being wise. But we trust that the Holy Spirit is going to move us, and we're not allowing the news to move us. We're not allowing other people who are moved by the news to move us.
And they've been trying.
Yes, they have.
They've been trying.
And we've recognized that Abba has sustained us on manna this long.
Right.
That if we are not able to get the resources we need, that he will continue to give us manna.
Right.
And so we have to put our confidence in him.
Completely.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, some closing things to think about when we're thinking about the spirit of fear is we have to recognize, one, that it's a spirit. Don't ignore it.
Facts.
Two, refuse to operate in it. Always neutralize any message that it can feed off of. We know that it's our enemy. It's not our friend. And so listen, folks, if you operate in fear, so if you do something in the natural, like hoarding, it just...
hoarding bothers you.
Yeah, well, what I'm just saying is that's what we're seeing in the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Your heart posture is there's nothing wrong with social distancing, but if your heart posture is you're social distancing yourself because of fear,
right?
Because you know, then what you're doing is you're going to in agreement with a demon.
Mm-hmm.
What we do in the natural and our heart posture can cause us to go into agreement with the enemy.
Right.
And when we go into agreement with the enemy, it gives the enemy territory to work in our lives.
Yep.
So we just have to make sure what that
and
we
not even mm-hmm. ours, because we have to look at the people who we
are
influence.
Connected to and
so
connected
imagine
to.
Imagine if it had taken effect in us, and then we have that fear, and then we come on a podcast mm-hmm. and we start talking about that. Then here we are instilling fear in people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right. Fear
it's
is a
almost
liar.
Like that domino effect.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to be careful of what you take in or mm-hmm. what you listen to. And
right. So if you say, make sure everything matches. Okay. So if you say, let's say you hear something on the news and it kind of moves you a little bit, then you could say, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of courage or a sound mind. And then you go out and hoard. Then you just, your message is no good. Your message is no good. Your message is no good. So make sure things match in the natural.
Line up.
Yeah, line up. And part of that is, as I said, you know, we had said, well, we're not really, you know, we're not afraid. We believe that Abba will provide. And we went to the store and we got what we needed.
Right.
What we needed. And I know some people are cringing right now, but I assure you, you'll see how this all turns out. This is, you know, couple podcasts from now, all of this will be over and you'll see that the Johnsons are still, we're still here. Yeah. God willing. So
with what we need.
Yeah. We didn't dive. Well, we didn't dive for lack of resources. We'll
right.
just put it that way.
Thanks.
Okay. So make sure that what you say about what God is able to do in your life lines up with your behavior and your heart posture.
Yes.
And your heart posture is those things that are kind of hidden. They're not spoken, but you've got to listen.
You may not even recognize it at times, but you have to just look
at your behavior.
Yeah, look at your behavior. Mm-hmm. Just look at yourself and you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll get that chin check. You're like, oh my gosh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't.
We have to remember that Noah.
And don't get offended when people point it out to you.
Right. We have to remember that Noah actually was given, like, he didn't have a boat at the time that God told him, like, he's
right.
sending a flood. Okay.
Right.
So if
it wasn't even raining yet from
exactly.
the sky.
Exactly.
So
if
I
God
know,
is like,
mean,
God hasn't given you a message, why are you out doing all this crazy stuff? You know? But we're saying all this to encourage you guys. We want you guys to overcome fear. We want you to recognize that fear and courage do coexist, but you get to choose which one scores in your life.
Yes.
We want you to identify with who the Father says you are. You are, you know, would you ever see Messiah being afraid of something like an illness?
Right.
We have to remember who abides in
Speak
us.
Speak to it.
Yeah, abides in us. Who is for us, who we belong to.
And if you don't have that confidence to be able to speak to it, mm-hmm. you're struggling with it,
listen, practice
it. I'm not being biased or anything, mm-hmm. but there is an amazing overcomer coach, Anna. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Really, mm-hmm. she's helped so many people and you just...
Overcome. If you have something that you need to overcome and you just really can't, you're having a difficult time recognizing how that looks practically. You know, a lot of my coaching clients that they understand the word of God, but they're having problems with what does that look practically? Mm. Like, how do I do it? What are the steps?
Right.
You know, or they're stuck on a particular point and they can't seem to get past that point. Then I would be more than happy. I would love to help you guys overcome.
Right.
And it doesn't matter whether it's emotional challenges, life problems, whatever it may be, I'm here to support you.
Yes. And I hear the coffee flaring up. It's getting that time in the morning.
She's awake. Yes.
So
one of the, any things you wanted to say before we work towards closing?
No, I think we touched on pretty much.
So I want to hit home with this one more time. You got to remember that fear awaits every single soul that enters into this earth. Mm. So even from the womb, fear is waiting. It's waiting for the children. It's waiting for...
From the umbilical cord having a knot in it.
Exactly.
From, I mean, just,
right.
Oh my gosh, everything.
It's what we have to remember, fear, it's merciless. It has no mercy. It wants to devour us. It wants to devour our calling, our purpose, our joy, our mission, our vision, and our ability to respond to the call of God. It doesn't operate alone. It utilizes chaos, confusion, discouragement, pride, and anxiety to bring its victim down.
Yes.
And so Man. Don't let it in, because I assure you it will not come alone. And you're like, Anna, but I'm not. I mean, I'm just experiencing this. If you are operating in fear, if you are entertaining fear, then you have just let it in, and it will
bring some friends.
And then you're going to have an infestation. And we're not talking about demonic possession here. We're talking about oppression, where the enemy is able to operate because you gave the enemy... You went into agreement with the enemy on some things.
And cracked the door. He just brought the whole party.
But do not be discouraged, because we can overcome all things. That's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do. And listen, be okay with being uncomfortable. It's your calling. If you look at the prophets, they were uncomfortable.
All of them.
If you look at Messiah, he didn't have physical comforts. If you look at the disciples, they didn't have comfort.
Look at David. I mean, David was lived rich. In a cave. He was a king, but he was still uncomfortable.
He was living in a cave.
I mean, he was uncomfortable. But he did have a relationship with the Father.
And he would realign himself every time that he had, we see it in the Psalms, when he was experiencing these rocky emotions, he would realign himself with who he was in God and who God was.
Right.
Keep that in mind. So why don't we, before we get close to, we're getting ready to close up here, we want to just read Psalm 91. Psalm 91, this was my morning scripture that I kind of been meditating on and listening to in a musical version this morning. And I'm reading from the NIV version this morning, and it says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, Yahweh is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." So that's Psalm 91. Those of you that are wrestling or experiencing fear, and if you're alive, you will eventually wrestle and experience fear. Okay.
Guaranteed.
This scripture right here is jam packed full of the goodness of God. And it's such an encouragement. And it tells us that, you know, his word is, he has no variation. He is unchanging. He is love. He is compassionate. And if you are his, you're in good hands. You are in really good hands.
Right.
So there is nothing to worry about. The only thing that we should really fear is him.
Right.
And have that reverence like a child that respects and honors their father.
Right.
So, yeah. So I hope that you guys will meditate on that scripture.
Yes. Definitely.
And that you will you'll cut it apart and you'll bits and pieces of it and you'll upload it. You'll read it out loud and you'll upload it into the mind. And then you will actually walk in it so that it can have...
Walk it out.
Yeah, so it can produce life in your life.
Yes, and kill fear.
Hallelujah.
Kill the fear.
Yeah, so why don't we do this? Why don't we pray
and
wrap up?
Let's do it. Father Yah, we'd like to thank you for getting us through this episode.
Hallelujah.
We did have to pause one time.
That's okay.
But it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father. And Father, we pray for our audience that is listening. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit is with them, that you strengthen them, and that
they increase in righteousness.
Yes, Father Yah, I mean, they will not have fear. Father Yahweh, well, they will not yield to it.
They will not yield to it.
Yes, they will seek you, Father Yahweh. We just pray that you dwell with them and guide them and order their steps, direct their paths. Father Yahweh, we just thank you for our listeners, Father Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And just thank you for the words that you gave us to speak today, Father Yahweh. We just pray that it encourages someone, Father Yahweh, and that you just get all the glory from it.
Absolutely.
These and all things we thank you for in Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we just want to encourage you. The sacred life is not an easy life.
At all.
It is a life of overcoming. It's a life of wrestling.
It is a life that's uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable as we sit in our camper.
Yes.
So just know that living life sacred will require a wrestling match. It requires overcoming. It requires endurance. It requires sacrifice.
Yes.
And so we want to encourage you to do it with joy. To do it as a, what an honor it is, what a privilege it is to be called to wrestle and to serve and to suffer for his purpose.
For his glory.
For his purpose. For his purpose.
Yes.
So we have to remember that we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
Yep.
Our confidence is not here, but it is in heaven. And so, listen, the next time that you experience fear, remember that fear is an enemy. It's not just a human emotion. It's a demon. It's a spirit. And you have to deal with it in the spiritual and in the natural.
Yeah, yes.
So be encouraged.
Physical.
Yes, absolutely. So we thank you for listening today.
Yes. We thank you for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast, episode 4.
Hallelujah.
And today's episode is sponsored by Sacred Apparel and our Faith Over Fear tea. What a coincidence.
Head to the site
and get that tea. Since we've released it, the feedback has been amazing for it.
Yeah, so let's create a ripple. Like, let's wear these shirts out, especially during COVID-19 and say, you know, where the shirt says, like, I will not be afraid.
Right.
I will not be afraid.
At all.
I will have faith. Perfect shirt to be wearing right now.
Definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to follow us on our social media networks. Our website is www.thesacredlifepodcast.com. Our Instagram is The Sacred Life Podcast, at The Sacred Life Podcast. Our Twitter is at The Sacred Life PC. You can also follow our clothing line, Sacred Apparel, at sacredapparel.net.
Facebook.
Instagram at Sacred Apparel, Twitter at Sacred Apparel. Now, Facebook is the only one different, is Sacred Apparel Clothing.
Yes, okay? Right.
Mm-hmm. Anna, you want to give me
yours? Yeah, and you can, if you are interested in following me and receiving overcomer tips for the believer, you can follow me on Facebook, and that is Sacred Life Coaching LLC. You can actually email me if you want to book a session as well, or you can reach out to me on Facebook, and that my email is anna@sacredlifecoaching.com, and my Instagram is @sacredlifecoaching.
Yes. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and until next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
Sacred life. Sacred life. Sacred life. Life. The sacred life. Living a life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred. Bless up, Sacred Family. This is your boy, Twink, the CEO of Sacred Apparel.
And Anna Johnson, CEO of Sacred Life Coaching.
And we would like to welcome you to the Sacred Life Podcast, where we will be discussing life, relationships, business, the Bible, and of course, how to live the sacred life. Our topic today is overcoming the spirit of fear during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Anna, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
We were supposed to record last night, but it's morning time, so we're recording early in the morning before the kids get up.
Yes, so if you hear snoring, it's just one of the kids.
Yes. So, yes, it has been a while since we have been back on, released any podcast. We took our trip to Texas, which is a blessing. A lot of you are wondering what went on with that. We scouted out the land. We pulled the Joshua and Caleb. We went, scouted out the land, found out where we were to dwell. Came back, and we're waiting for the Father to say go, because this COVID-19 threw a little monkey wrench in our bouncing plans. Mm-hmm. We're ready. We are ready to be Texas bound, but hey, we had to pause, break, pump brakes a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then on the side of that, I had a real bad cough right before I left Texas, and it lasted for, a month? Yes. So it was hard for me to breathe, talk, any of that stuff, whatever. So that kind of pumped us a little bit. And then kids, life, you know? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's been what it's been. It is what it is. It does what it does. But we're back with another episode, episode 4. Ready to get it popping for you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So, everything's been all right with you? Been kosher? Been good?
Of course it has been.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to open with prayer, and then we're going to hop right into this. Anna, absolutely, would you do the honors of leading us?
Father, we just welcome you into this podcast. Father, we pray that you would be glorified. We pray for your Holy Spirit, your presence, to be here with us, Father, that you would be glorified with the words that we speak today, Father. We pray that those words would be your words, Father. We pray that you would have a word and a message for your children that are listening today. We pray, Father, that you would open their ears and that you condition their hearts to receive your word. So, Father, we just pray that you would be exalted during this time that we've set apart to glorify you. In your mighty Son's name we pray, and we thank thee, and we give you the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, like I said, the topic today is overcoming the spirit of fear during a pandemic. Because right now, the world is pretty much on lock because of this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And you have people everywhere freaking out. People in fear, people panicking. Mm-hmm. And
people believing they can save their own lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do we know about fear? What do we do about this fear that is people are having, that is instilled in people? Mm-hmm. Coach Anna, you got any tips?
Well, one of the things that I'm learning, at least in my network, in my circle, is that this the COVID-19 is really not only affected the unbeliever, but it has impacted the believer. Mm. And many believers are feeling, they're experiencing fear.
Yep.
And this is the reality. Like, a lot of times we don't really address fear in our lives. And then when something like this comes, like a pandemic happens, like,
boom.
That's not the time to have to try to, like, wrestle with fear for, like, the first time, right, or even the third time.
Right.
And so a lot of people of faith have really put a lot of confidence in themselves unknowingly. And now that they...
In themselves.
Yeah,
their
themselves.
Business, their work, their jobs. And it's like, everything is, like, shut down. So it's like, you know.
Yeah. And so now a lot of people of faith are, they're facing fear on a different level. And they're not able to work around it in the flesh.
Right. And fear is crippling. It can be very crippling and also cause harm to your body. I mean, it causes physical problems. Mm-hmm. I was reading somewhere where it weakens your immune system. It causes ulcers, IBS, and so much more to your body. Mm-hmm. I mean, just fear, you know?
Right.
And pretty much right now, and what has happened, I feel, is that the Father has hit a pretty much a reset button for the world. You know what I mean? Here we have, I was reading it before in, Leviticus and Exodus, where he had called the Israelites to let the land rest, and right, they didn't let the land rest or anything. And I feel like, I mean, I don't know if he's forcing the land to rest, but the land is resting right now. And you have families spending time together. Parents are teaching their kids, they're homeschooling. Welcome to our world. The fast food is getting replaced with home-cooked meals. People are eating more and more home-cooked meals.
For most. I mean, the drive-thru is still pretty busy.
Right, but not as busy.
Right.
Not as busy. I was reading online. I saw somebody said, I'm sick of this darn cooked food. Open back up the restaurants. So people are getting tired of it. And also, there is no excuse or shortage of time now more than ever for you to spend with the Father. I mean, he's pretty much like, look, punk, you got this time right here. Use it. Let's talk. What you want to talk about? So his arms are wide and waiting, you know?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say is that we have to recognize, you know, with all the psychology that we hear and all the social conditioning that we get from social, like from Facebook or mm-hmm. Instagram, you hear all those things on psychology. And we have a tendency to look at fear as a psychological term. But we have to remember that in scripture, scripture is our, if you're a person of faith, scripture is your foundational truth. Mm-hmm. And it supersedes any other truth. Thanks. And so fear, if we look in scripture, fear is referred to as a spirit. And we look at, as a matter of fact, let's just go there. Second Timothy 1:7. Mm-hmm. And it says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so we see here that fear indeed is a spirit.
Right.
And so a lot of times we're trying to apply psychological approaches, you know, to deal with a spiritual thing.
Right. Spiritual matters.
But scripture also tells us that we have been given a spirit of courage. Exactly. That is given by the Father.
And that trumps fear. Any day. It trumps fear.
Well, it can.
It can, if you allow it.
It can. Right. And so a lot of times people say, well, you know, if the spirit of fear is present, then the spirit of courage is not present. But I would actually challenge that thinking. In order for there to be courage, fear must be present. Mm. And so they do coexist. And right. So, you know, there's a lot of people of faith right now feeling ashamed because they're experiencing fear. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to be ashamed of. If you really look in scripture, tell me a saint that didn't have at some point some sort of spirit of fear trying to...
Or something that they should have feared have been...
Well, no, even...
Like for situations and things, I mean, right. Everything that they had to go up against. And
right,
what they
there
were,
was an element of yeah. fear. I'm sure Joseph, when he was, when his brothers sold him, was afraid.
Right.
We see the prophet Elijah, who gets over, like he does this mighty act for the glory of Yahweh, and then
bounces,
and then
he
gets
shook.
Scared. Yeah. He gets scared, and so none of us, even people of faith, we are not immune to fear.
Right.
It's going to be it's a human experience. And
I think one of the important things is you have to acknowledge or realize or when you see it coming, you know what I'm saying, or happening or going on, because sometimes people get scared of something and then they'll dwell in that fear. They'll focus on that fear and it'll cripple them even more. But
right.
If you get to that and you see it and you're just like, hold on, why am I freaking out about this? Why am I getting scared about this?
Well, or there's two scenarios there. Either people, they get afraid and they ignore it, which is not wise. never turn your back on your enemy.
Right.
Never turn your back on your enemy.
Right.
Be aware of your enemy and the enemy's presence. So, you know, so they'll ignore it and they'll say, I'm not afraid, which is lying.
It shook daddy.
Right. And so if you don't recognize something as an issue, then you're not going to seek a solution.
Help for it, yeah.
You're not going to seek a solution, which means
you're
that...
you're going to think everything's A-okay.
Right. Yeah. Or you're going to lie to yourself and say everything's A-okay.
Right. I think people should seek you, you know. Mm-hmm. You help them overcome. You're the overcomer coach.
Thanks. So, you know, we have to recognize that... fear doesn't play fair.
The enemy, why would
the enemy
ever play fair? Why?
He never plays fair.
I mean,
he don't play by the rules.
And you can't ignore him because he's going to keep poking at you.
He's a manipulator.
He's going to keep poking at you, so nah.
Right.
So
what we, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What we, when we experience fear, we have to recognize that it's in the room, that it's present. And then we have to recenter ourselves. And what that means is recognizing, okay, not I am afraid, but I am experiencing fear. It is a human, it's a human experience. So, and we're more than just spirit. Like we have a body that experiences fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we have to practice wisdom. And a lot of us, a lot of people of faith, unfortunately, in this season, think they're practicing wisdom and they're not. So they're filling their minds with what? All the news that they can get.
All the information that they can get. Pump out the worst to you. I mean, it's
right. And we're not saying that you shouldn't be informed, but you shouldn't be saturated with all this.
Overly saturated. Because we deal with a lot of people that are so overly saturated. And it's just, it's kind of irritating because it's like, that's all they just keep bringing to you. And it's like, oh my gosh, come on.
As a man thinketh, so he shall be. Yes. And so we have to remember that when we hear something, it enters through the ear, then it's uploaded to the brain.
Yes.
And for every negative that is within our minds, it takes, you know, it takes at least three positives to kind of neutralize that negative.
Yeah. A fear will flip your whole world upside down. I mean, think about this.
It can.
Mm-hmm. Think about Joshua. When he told Joshua and Caleb them to go scout out the land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they went there. They was gung-ho. They were hype. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They went, scouted out. They saw the people in it. It's like, oh, my gosh. They are giants. The great. You know what I mean? They're freaking them out. They're fear. And because of that fear, they didn't go to the promised land.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
Fear is there to sabotage. See, this is the reality. God has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. And fear comes to rob that plan and that purpose.
Yep.
It doesn't necessarily come to, what it comes to kill is, a lot of people think that fear is trying to like physically kill you, but it's really trying to spiritually kill you.
Right.
And while it's spiritually killing you, it's physically killing you. Meaning that, you know, like you were saying where, you know, you have these physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
But really what it wants to do is kill you spiritually because you're afraid you're not putting your confidence in the Father, because you're afraid you're not walking out in your purpose, because you are afraid you're not being bold, you're not meditating on the promises because you're distracted by the tactics of fear.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, right now to me, I think this is like such a great experience for believers. It's like, It's like a practice quiz.
Hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, this is the great trial and tribulation. And, you know, this is...
And we ain't going to get into it, but I don't think this is not the end.
Right.
This is not the end.
Right. I definitely believe that.
This is a
test run.
A test run.
Or a pilot.
Yeah.
Right.
This is just a test run. So,
right.
Yeah.
So this is actually an opportunity, like for those of you that are afraid right now, those of you that are experiencing fear, because we're not going to even speak that on you.
Nah.
Those of you that are experiencing fear, listen, do not be ashamed. Do not let other people shame you. Because like we said, fear and courage coexist.
Yes.
They coexist, but only one gets the score. And you get to determine.
You make that decision, that choice of
who gets the score by which direction you kick the ball.
Right.
So
even like Joshua 1:9, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid." So like she said, we're not speaking on you. We're told, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go." So,
hallelujah.
Like that spirit, his spirit is with you. So you need to home in to his spirit. Is it home or hone?
Hone.
Yeah. I said home in.
Mm-hmm.
Hone into his spirit, being in tune, at one with his spirit, and not focus on that spirit of fear so much.
Right. And don't feed it. Why in the world would you feed something that is so monstrous?
Right.
So, like, how can you feed the spirit of fear? By engaging in conversations with people, by being overly saturated.
Overly.
You can wisdom.
I mean, you could talk with people about it, but don't let that be your topic every day.
The highlight of
every conversation
with everybody. Conversation. Right. Right.
You shouldn't keep your news channel on. I mean, your TV on Fox 24/7 and watching that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that shouldn't be your highlight.
Right, and part of overcoming fear, like when it comes to the pandemic, part of overcoming fear is not necessarily, a lot of people are just trying to develop some stability in this season. That stability may look like buying up all the toilet paper, buying up all the beef, whatever,
that
you know.
That makes no sense, though.
We're not going to go there. But it's Americans. But,
fear.
Yeah.
Of what?
Yeah, you know.
But you
what?
Know what?
Yeah.
Fear IBS.
No, darling, no. So now I lost my thought.
It makes sense though, because fear causes IBS. I mean, let's give them a little
bit.
Let's
anybody with IBS, emotional things like that, do that. Like if you already have, you know, IBS and right. you experience fear, that actually increases the symptoms. Wow. But I don't think there's a connection there. I think that's, that's terrible. Forgive him. Forgive
you know
him.
How my ADHD gets.
No, you don't have ADHD. The ADHD. The ADHD. That likes to visit that's him what sometimes. It is. But anyway, so this is our opportunity. So be encouraged. We're here to encourage you this morning.
Yes.
To be encouraged. If you're experiencing fear, do not be ashamed. Acknowledge that you're experiencing fear.
It's acknowledge. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Yes. Acknowledge that you're experiencing fear and then do something about it. And so this is the season. Like a lot of people are, back to my original thought, a lot of people are trying to develop some stability in this season. But this season is, listen. Don't try to stabilize in a season that is unstable. Simply embrace the season. So embracing looks like saying, okay, right now, COVID-19 is there, but I serve a mighty God. And reminding yourself of the scriptures and saturating yourself in the word and in prayer.
Right.
And don't pray the prayers of someone that is afraid, but pray the prayers of someone that is confident, like David, when he faced it, when David saw Goliath, he said, I come to you in the name of my God, Yahweh. So that's how we should look at COVID-19.
Right.
But it is a great, like we were saying earlier, like it's a great opportunity for people of faith to have like this. It is a practice run. That's the way I see it. This is a practice run. This is an opportunity to see if you're ready for the big test. So the question is, how many of you right now, like if this was indeed the great tribulation that's coming, do you have the faith to endure?
Right. Are you ready?
Because if you, I'm just going to challenge you guys here. If you're buying up a bunch of stuff, I mean, a bunch of stuff like hoarding, because there's some hoarding going on. Yeah. There's wisdom and then there's just ignorance. And ignorance is believing that your stability and your safety comes in the measure of things that you have. And that's not, you got to remember Israel, when they left Egypt, they went into a desert.
Right.
They didn't pack bottled waters with, they didn't have bottled waters. It's interesting because we're getting ready to go on Passover right now.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't have bottled water. They didn't even have a camper. Okay. So they crossed over. There was no Walmart over there in the desert.
No.
So they were fed on manna. And I just know for
and they
us,
couldn't
yeah.
keep it. They couldn't keep yeah. it. All they could do was just eat their day's worth.
Yes.
And that was
they
it.
Couldn't store it up.
When Sabbath came in, they had enough for, they were able to get enough
double portion.
The double portion that day.
The day before.
For Sabbath. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't hoard it. And what they did,
they
did try to hoard.
They survived. Yes.
It went bad.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
It's like, I mean, if we just go about our normal lives, just get the stuff that we need.
Right.
The stores wouldn't be out of this. It wouldn't be over. You know what I mean?
Right.
It should have been washing their hands and sanitizing to start with. So it makes you wonder what the heck y'all been doing before.
Right. Well, and the thing is like, it's a minority of people that are buying most of the stuff. Like I was at Walmart and I saw somebody that had a cart full of toilet paper. That's all they had. And I mean, it was full. And then I went over there to look for toilet paper because we actually needed toilet paper and there was none because That person had bought like almost all of them.
Should have snatched one out of her buggy.
No, that's unholy. But
I prayed for it after.
But one of the things that I've been meditating on is like the Johnsons have really not been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, meaning that we have not like fear has not really had a lot of opportunity
it hasn't
to
at all.
Operate in our lives. And the reason why it's not had a lot of opportunity to operate in our life is because we've already had to wrestle it so many times.
Yes.
So listen, if you've been running from fear,
and I think
just
also
stop.
It's like, you know what I mean, it's like when it hit, everything shut down for so many people, and their jobs shut down, the kids had to come home from schools, and this is what we've been doing. You know, so you and I've been doing, we're entrepreneurs, so we've been home working. Our kids are homeschooled, so we've been doing
there's been a lot of shifts for them.
How things going with y'all over there?
Just a regular day.
Nothing's different. This is every day for me.
Right,
you know?
But
so it's like the same old, same old.
But some people don't like, people that are not entrepreneurs, that are having to come home, that they're missing work, or people would be letting go from their jobs. Mm-hmm. They're having to deal
with fear.
Maybe this is a fear they've never had to experience. Right. Maybe they've lived the life of ease. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
because we admit we did deal with this in the beginning. Now, in the beginning, the homeschooling stuff and the entrepreneur stuff.
But that's just life struggles. Facts. But what I'm referencing is like how COVID-19 and the spirit of fear they're working together. They're in operation together. Gotcha, yep. Usually pestilence or a plague, it operates with fear.
Right. Yeah.
To create that disturbance.
Yeah,
they work together. They work together. So, but what I was saying is that, you know, living in a camper, you can't hoard anything.
No.
I mean, you could try, but it's not wise.
Where you going to put it?
It's not wise. You're not going to be able to move around in your camper. But what I'm saying is that, at least personally for me, you know, I had to wrestle fear to leave private practice and the stability of making really good money to be an entrepreneur. So I've already had some experience. I've faced a lot of my biggest fears. And so COVID-19, like, fear can't really operate in that, in my life.
In that realm.
That realm. Right. Granted, it would try.
Right.
But it doesn't have a lot of power because I've already been wrestling fear for a long time. I've already jumped off the cliff.
Facts.
Yeah. And when I say jump off the cliff, the best way to deal with fear, the spirit of fear, is to run straight into it. Just
juggernaut
like,
it.
Yeah. It's all fog. It is all fog. It's a liar. Every lie has a little bit of truth in it.
Yes.
So just like...
And it'll mm-hmm. play on that little bit of truth to get you freaked out even more.
Yeah. So we just like David ran towards Goliath. That's how we have to run towards fear. And we just have to run straight through it. And even if we fall off, even if we run and we fall off a cliff, we can trust that Abba's hand is going to catch us in the fall. Or even if we fall and there's peril, he will resurrect us.
Right.
So people are really putting a lot of confidence. The reason why the spirit of fear has been able to operate in people during COVID-19, even people of faith, right, is because people have put way too much confidence in their ability to save their own lives.
Yep.
The power of life is in the Father's hands.
A lot are still trying to.
Yes.
They're still trying.
Right. And as believers, we have to recognize we've already died. You know, we've already died. We've died and we've given our life to Messiah.
Right.
Our life is not our own. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. So we just want to encourage you guys to recenter yourself. One, don't entertain shame, because if you entertain shame, that's just another evil can of worms that will shut you down.
It's a whole other can. But yeah, I mean, use this time, man, to seek the Father and to spend more time with him, to seek and search him. I mean, on that. I mean, even with like businesses, being entrepreneurs, whatever gifts or talents you have
had, keep working.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all have to excuse the coughing. I don't know if we mentioned, but yeah, I mean, you have a daughter. Her
she's had a cold and she's
upper respiratory system stuff. So yeah, I know you hear a cough in the background, but yeah, I mean, seek the Father on different gifts you have now. It's like, now is the time to really do the extra
stuff to increase.
You know what I mean? I had someone ask me about how to... Did you see the question? It's like, how to thrive...
The clothing line.
How does someone new to the Christian apparel business stay afloat during this time?
You don't stay afloat. You continue to increase. See, when we are people of faith, we know that there are things working in the spiritual that are going to work things out in our favor.
Right.
We have the ability to supernaturally increase. Matter of fact, I think during this season, you and I have invested more into our businesses in this season than what we have in a different season.
Right. Right. And it's coming back and it's paying off. I mean, sales and stuff are still going good. Her clients are still going. So it's like,
right,
I don't know, it's...
Well, it goes back to, as a man thinketh,
so shall he be. Yeah.
So when you see, like, you know, some people probably thought it was a little crazy. I got a little excited about how the economy was shifting.
Right.
Because I believed that, okay, this can work in my favor.
Right.
And so you know, to the person that's listening about like being a new clothing line, it doesn't matter whether you're new or whether you're old. You have you got to remember who you serve, right, and who called you and who you work for.
So don't strive to just be afloat.
No. Take that. Change the thinking around.
Yeah. And go harder than you ever did before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Give
this
more.
This is our season.
Produce more. Put out more.
This is our
put
season.
Put it out and do it. Mm-hmm. Let him see. Because what is it? Is it Proverbs 16:9 when it tells us, make the plans and the Father will help us the rest of the way.
Yeah, yes.
Do that. You know what I mean? Show him that you don't have that fear and that you're not scared.
Well, and do it. See, this is the problem. A lot of times people do things for their own glory or for their own security.
Right.
And when you do something for the Father's glory and it aligns with his word, sometimes we want to do things for his glory but don't align with his word. But if you do it for his glory, say, Father, I want you to be glorified in my clothing line,
right,
or in the clothing line that you have given me. May you be exalted even more. May this business actually have a supernatural increase in a season that seems like it's impossible.
It's not right.
And that's where the Father loves to show up.
Watch how he would get the glory from that.
We have to remember that it is in our weakness and our vulnerability that he is actually strong.
Fact.
So all this does is open the opportunity for him to operate in our lives. Right. So really, guys, people that you listen, this is your test run. This is an opportunity for you to do a spiritual checkup.
Yes.
You can say, did I allow COVID-19 or the social...
A spiritual cleanse.
Yeah.
A cleansing.
Or did I allow COVID-19 or the social media to stir me and to increase fear or experience fear in my life? Yeah. And if it has, and say, okay, well, apparently I'm not quite ready for the great trial and tribulation. And I need to work on increasing my faith.
Right.
Everyone has been given a measure of faith, but faith must be exercised. And a lot of times when you have the life of ease, and this is where I'm so grateful to Abba for us not having a comfortable life, but because we've already had to wrestle. Twink and I, we've had to live off of manna. So we know what it looks like to receive manna.
We've already been through this COVID-19 experience that people are going through.
Yeah, from a different way, from a different way. So we have to put our confidence in him, and we have to know who our provider is. And if you're hoarding things, or if you're putting your confidence in how much stuff you have and how secure you are, you have deceived yourself.
Right. Because you're not secure. I mean, just look how many people have lost their jobs and...
Right.
I mean...
It's or their health. Or their health.
Oh, yeah. And their health. Unexpected stuff. I mean...
Right.
Yeah, you can't put your faith in that stuff.
Right. Well, and a lot of times it takes stuff like this to recognize where our security is. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people think that they're secure in their faith. They think that... but if you've lived the life of ease and you've not had very many,
that moment for it to
right,
be attacked,
if you haven't had that many trials and tribulations, this is hard.
Man,
this is hard. And that's why I'm saying that we have not been so affected by COVID-19 because we've had so many, at least even just within the last, almost 2 years now, we've had, it'll be 2 years in July. June-ish, July, that we've had so much loss, like physical loss, like we've had to, and it's loss that we've agreed to, because the Father has called us to release things.
Yeah.
So we've wrestled fear. We've learned to not put our confidence in our,
never succumb to it.
Obviously not, because we're still here.
We're still here.
We're still here. But you have to wrestle, and So. This is like a practice run for you, for some of you guys that have not really been through difficult times, to really check your faith. And because you don't know how much faith you have until
it's tested.
Well, until you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Until you're uncomfortable.
Our whole life should be uncomfortable. It should be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because the minute that you get comfortable, it's...
Right. Right. But a lot of people, you know, our flesh seeks the comforts of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it wants things to be easy. Mm-hmm. It wants to have its goodies. You know, it wants to have its food and its toilet paper and all of these things. The flesh wants to be comfortable.
Right.
But the truth is, as children of the Most High God, that we are not called to comfort. We have to remember that our Messiah, like when he began ministry, he became homeless.
Right.
He walked places. He slept wherever he could sleep. Even he was hungry. Okay.
Yes.
So We have to remember that we're not called. We got to remember the disciples. And speaking of the disciples, even Peter experienced fear.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had walked on water with Messiah. So like I said, fear is a human condition. It's a human condition.
Right.
It's a human experience. I'm sorry. Not a condition, but it's a human experience. Nobody's immune to it.
Right. And another verse I like to read is 1 John 4:18.
Mm-hmm.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Mm-hmm.
And that love is God.
Yes.
And so, listen, you're going to experience fear, but the way to overcome it is to realign yourself. And remember what I said, for every negative that you hear, every message that you hear that actually feeds or nurtures the spirit of fear, you hear that through the ears, it's uploaded to the mind. And we know what happens with the mind. You're going to need to neutralize it with the word of God. And how you neutralize that effectively is you have to do it in the natural and the spiritual, because we are, we have flesh and blood. So our bodies have to be treated as well. And how you neutralize that is that you speak out loud the word of God about the situation.
Right.
And you speak it out loud. You speak different verses out, or speak it three times and allow the ears to catch it and upload it back to the mind. And that is the renewal of the mind.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. And then the other thing with overcoming fear is that do something in the physical that aligns with the word. So for example, like we didn't go out and hoard. We didn't buy up the toilet. We can't hoard. But we could try. We could try. We could have tried.
We got spaces
but
and stuff.
But we're putting our, and some people would say, well, you're not being wise. But we trust that the Holy Spirit is going to move us, and we're not allowing the news to move us. We're not allowing other people who are moved by the news to move us.
And they've been trying.
Yes, they have.
They've been trying.
And we've recognized that Abba has sustained us on manna this long.
Right.
That if we are not able to get the resources we need, that he will continue to give us manna.
Right.
And so we have to put our confidence in him.
Completely.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, some closing things to think about when we're thinking about the spirit of fear is we have to recognize, one, that it's a spirit. Don't ignore it.
Facts.
Two, refuse to operate in it. Always neutralize any message that it can feed off of. We know that it's our enemy. It's not our friend. And so listen, folks, if you operate in fear, so if you do something in the natural, like hoarding, it just...
That hoarding bothers you.
Yeah, well, what I'm just saying is that's what we're seeing in the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Your heart posture is there's nothing wrong with social distancing, but if your heart posture is you're social distancing yourself because of fear,
right?
Because you know, then what you're doing is you're going to in agreement with a demon. What we do in the natural and our heart posture can cause us to go into agreement with the enemy.
Right.
And when we go into agreement with the enemy, it gives the enemy territory to work in our lives.
Yep.
So we just have to make sure
ours, because we have to look at the people who we
are connected to and connected to.
So imagine if it had taken effect in us, and then we have that fear, and then we come on a podcast and we start talking about that, then here we are instilling fear in people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right. Fear
it's
is a liar.
It's almost like that domino effect.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to be careful of what you take in or what you listen to. And
right. So if you say, make sure everything matches. Okay. So if you say, let's say you hear something on the news and it kind of moves you a little bit, then you could say, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of courage or a sound mind. And then you go out and hoard. Then your message is no good. Your message is no good. Your message is no good. So make sure things match in the natural.
Line up.
Yeah, line up. And part of that is, as I said, we had said, well, we're not really... we're not afraid. We believe that Abba will provide. And we went to the store and we got what we needed.
Right.
What we needed. And I know some people are cringing right now, but I assure you, you'll see how this all turns out. This is, you know, a couple podcasts from now, all of this will be over and you'll see that the Johnsons are still, we're still here. Yeah. God willing. So
with what we need.
Yeah. We didn't dive. Well, we didn't dive for lack of resources. We'll just put it that way.
Thanks.
Okay. So make sure that what you say about what God is able to do in your life lines up with your behavior and your heart posture.
Yes.
And your heart posture is those things that are kind of hidden. They're not spoken, but you've got to listen.
You may not even recognize it at times, but you have to just look.
Look at your behavior.
Yeah, look at your behavior. Mm-hmm. Just look at yourself and you'll see. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'll get that chin check. You're like, oh my gosh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't.
We have to remember that Noah.
And don't get offended when people point it out to you.
Right. We have to remember that Noah actually was given, like, he didn't have a boat at the time that God told him, like, he's sending a flood. Okay.
Right.
So if
it wasn't even raining yet from
exactly.
the sky.
So if God is like, God isn't giving you a message, why are you out doing all this crazy stuff? You know? But we're saying all this to encourage you guys. We want you guys to overcome fear. We want you to recognize that fear and courage do coexist, but you get to choose which one scores in your life.
Yes.
We want you to identify with who the Father says you are. You are, you know, would you ever see Messiah being afraid of something like an illness?
Right.
We have to remember who abides in us.
Speak to it.
Yeah, abides in us. Who is for us, who we belong to.
And if you don't have that confidence to be able to speak to it, you're struggling with it,
listen, practice it.
I'm not being biased or anything, but there is an amazing overcomer coach, Anna. You know what I mean? Really, she's helped so many people and you just...
Overcome. If you have something that you need to overcome and you just really can't, you're having a difficult time recognizing how that looks practically. You know, a lot of my coaching clients that they understand the word of God, but they're having problems with what does that look practically? Mm. Like, how do I do it? What are the steps?
Right.
You know, or they're stuck on a particular point and they can't seem to get past that point. Then I would be more than happy. I would love to help you guys overcome.
Right.
And it doesn't matter whether it's emotional challenges, life problems, whatever it may be, I'm here to support you.
Yes. And I hear the coffee flaring up. It's getting that time in the morning.
She's awake. Yes.
So
one of the, any things you wanted to say before we work towards closing?
No, I think we touched on pretty much.
So I just want to, hit home with this one more time. You got to remember that fear awaits every single soul that enters into this earth. Mm. So even from the womb, fear is waiting. It's waiting for the children. It's waiting for...
From the umbilical cord having a knot in it.
Exactly.
From, I mean, just, oh my gosh, everything.
But we have to remember, fear, it's merciless. It has no mercy. It wants to devour us. It wants to devour our calling, our purpose, our joy, our mission, our vision, and our ability to respond to the call of God. It doesn't operate alone. It utilizes chaos, confusion, discouragement, pride, and anxiety to bring its victim down.
Yes.
And so don't let it in, because I assure you it will not come alone. And you're just like, Anna, but I'm not. I mean, I'm just experiencing this. If you are operating in fear, if you are entertaining fear, then you have just let it in and it will
bring some friends.
And then you're going to have an infestation. And we're not talking about demonic possession here. We're talking about oppression, where the enemy is able to operate because you gave the enemy, you went into agreement with the enemy on some things.
And cracked the door. He just brought the whole party.
But do not be discouraged, because we can overcome all things. That's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do. And listen, be okay with being uncomfortable. It's your calling. If you look at the prophets, they were uncomfortable.
All of them.
If you look at Messiah, he didn't have physical comforts. If you look at the disciples, they didn't have comfort.
Look at David. I mean, David lived in a cave. He was a king, but he was still uncomfortable.
He was living in a cave.
Yeah, I mean, he was uncomfortable.
But
he did have a relationship with the Father.
And he would realign himself Every time that he had, we see it in the Psalms, when he was experiencing these rocky emotions,
right.
He would realign himself with who he was in God and who God was.
Right.
Keep that in mind. So why don't we, before we get close to, we're getting ready to close up here, we want to just read Psalm 91. Psalm 91, this is my morning scripture that I kind of been meditating on and listening to in a musical version this morning. And I'm reading from the NIV version this morning, and it says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, Yahweh is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." So that's Psalm 91. Those of you that are wrestling or experiencing fear, and if you're alive, you will eventually wrestle and experience fear. Okay.
Guaranteed.
This scripture right here is jam packed full of the goodness of God. And it's such an encouragement. And it tells us that, you know, his word is, he is no variation. He is unchanging. He is love. He is compassionate. And if you are his, you're in good hands. You are in really good hands.
That's right.
So there is nothing to worry about. The only thing that we should really fear is him.
Right.
And have that reverence like a child that respects and honors their father.
Right.
So, yeah. So I hope that you guys will meditate on that scripture.
Yes. Definitely.
And that you'll cut it apart and you'll bits and pieces of it and you'll upload it. You'll read it out loud and you'll upload it into the mind. And then you will actually walk in it so that it can have...
Walk it out.
Yeah, so it can produce life in your life.
Yes, and kill the fear.
Hallelujah.
Kill the fear.
Yeah, so why don't we do this? Why don't we pray
and
wrap up?
Let's do it. Father Yah, we'd like to thank you for getting us through this episode.
Hallelujah.
We did have to pause one time.
That's okay.
But it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father. And Father, we pray for our audience that is listening. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit is with them, that you strengthen them, and that
they increase in righteousness.
Yes, Father Yah, and they will not have to deal with, they will not have fear.
Mm-hmm.
Father Yahweh,
They will not yield to
it. Yes, they will seek you, Father Yahweh. We just pray that you dwell with them and guide them and order their steps, direct their paths. Father Yahweh, we just thank you for our listeners, Father Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And just thank you for the words that you gave us to speak today, Father Yahweh. We just pray that it encourages someone, Father Yahweh, and that you just get all the glory from it.
Absolutely.
These and all things we thank you for in Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Hallelujah.
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 And so we just want to encourage you. The sacred life is not an easy life.
At all.
It is a life of overcoming. It's a life of wrestling.
It is a life that's uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable as we sit in our camper.
Yes.
Just know that living life sacred will require a wrestling match. It requires overcoming. It requires endurance. It requires sacrifice.
Yes.
And so we want to encourage you to do it with joy, to do it as what an honor it is, what a privilege it is to be called to wrestle and to serve and to suffer for his for his purpose.
For his glory.
For his purpose. For his purpose. Yes. So we have to remember that we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
Yep.
Our confidence is not here, but it is in heaven. And so, listen, the next time that you experience fear, remember that fear is an enemy. It's not just a human emotion. It is it's a demon. It's a spirit. And you have to deal with it in the spiritual and in the natural.
Yeah, yes.
So be spiritual encouraged.
Physical.
Yes, absolutely. So we thank you for listening today.
Yes. We thank you for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast, episode 4.
Hallelujah.
And today's episode is sponsored by Sacred Apparel and our Faith Over Fear tee. What a coincidence.
It. Wear
yes.
it.
Yes.
Get
Head
it.
Head to
Wear
the site
it.
And get that tee. Since we've released it, it has been, the feedback has been amazing for it.
Yeah, so. Let's create a ripple. Like, let's wear these shirts out. Especially during COVID-19 and say, where the shirt says, like, I will not be afraid.
Right.
I will not be afraid.
At all.
I will have faith. Perfect shirt to be wearing right now.
Definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to follow us on our social media networks. Our website is www.thesacredlifepodcast.com. Our Instagram mm-hmm. is The Sacred Life Podcast, at The Sacred Life Podcast. Our Twitter is at The Sacred Life PC. You can also follow our clothing line, Sacred Apparel, at sacredapparel.net.
Facebook.
Instagram, mm-hmm. At Sacred Apparel. Twitter, at Sacred Apparel. Now, Facebook is the only one different. Is Sacred Apparel Clothing.
Yes, okay? Right.
Mm-hmm. Anna, you want to give me
yours? Yeah, and you can, if you are interested in following me and receiving Overcomer tips for the believer, you can follow me on Facebook, and that is Sacred Life Coaching LLC. You can actually email me if you want to book a session as well, or you can reach out to me on Facebook, and that my email is anna@sacredlifecoaching.com. And my Instagram is at Sacred Life Coaching.
Yes. Again, we thank you for tuning in. And until next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
Sacred Life.